Perhaps not surprisingly, there's quite a controversy around That's Brian Regan with his speech. We're very gentlemen about the panel line. The hot panel on KCI.org. Sorry to interrupt, let me just sort of have a kind of brief chronology. When did you and others were aware of this application? Thank you. And why do you think that is, Gene? I mean, is it something just as sort of fundamental as dollars, or what else might be going on if it's such a, you know, seemingly clump kind of opportunity for these elephants? I guess that sort of speaks to both sides because, if that's their concern, that's why they're making the moves that they're making. But if elephants aren't breeding well in captivity, that seems to sort of address the other side as well about sort of the difficulty of placing elephants in captivity.
Well, exactly. The captivity
layer
is absolutely
the
nerve of they send out the free that they have. They didn't keep them. So
yeah.
It's hard for us to understand why they suddenly want to try to start up a new breeding program when they aren't as great as the ones that they have.
And, let's just throw out a weird hypothetical here. Okay, let's say I'm sort of Joe family man. I have a wife, kids, and I can't, really come close to affording to take the family to Africa. But I really would like to expose my kids to elephants and other animals for that matter. What do I do in that situation? What can I do just to sort of look at it from that angle just for a moment?
You know, I certainly understand that desire. I understand how exciting it is. Susceptible to that same feeling. I so in awe of them, and I relish the opportunity to be around an elephant. But what I've learned in my experience is that the elephant you see here in the zoo, wild animal park, almost any captive situation, certainly the circus, is absolutely nothing like the real animal. It doesn't even look the same. If you see photos of them side by side, and compared and contrasted elephants in the wild and elephants in the captivity, they don't even look like the same animal. Their posture, their gait, their behavior is so altered.
Yeah.
So educationally, I don't think you're really learning anything. Yes, you are in the presence of an animal, but in this day and age, do we really think that dwarfing what the animals are going through, the destruction of their lives, the loss of their family, altering of their lifespan, we just get justified on the basis that we might find it pleasurable.
And absolutely, and again, I just wanted to sort of throw that out for that exact kind of point to be sort of be examined and addressed. But also too, if you know much about elephants, it seems that's particularly true of elephants. They're really very complicated, complex, interesting, emotional animals, and as you kind of at least alluded to, in their normal course of their day-to-day existence, they roam far and wide, and that's part of also how they live. So, even not having, getting into the much larger discussion about, any kind of animals in captivity and the pros and cons of that, it just seems like elephants are being particularly sort of put at a very tough spot to just be confined in that way. Even if it sounds like, the Wild Animal Park would have more space than a lot of zoos that are displaying elephants, but...
When you think of 2 acres,
yeah,
it may look like a lot to us.
Sure, of course.
But that's like a backyard, like an enclosed backyard to an elephant.
Of course.
They're having those 1,000 acres. And who needs it? The reason they roam like that, it's in their nature.
Sure.
It's not like you can take that away and say, well, they'll be fine. No,
right.
They won't be fine. And that's why we have so many problems with the captive breeding and the maintenance of elephants.
Absolutely. And along those lines, you kind of touched on this earlier, but I guess it was, 9 of the world's kind of leading experts, I think, weighed in on this last month. And what if you know, or at least sort of paraphrasing, what did they say? Obviously they weren't in support of this, but did they kind of give specifics of just kind of the...
I think virtually all of them have said basically the same thing, that captivity is not the appropriate environment. The animals cannot thrive in captivity. It doesn't meet their needs.
Sure.
And they all recognize that there are options that are not being pursued. One of the things that's discussed by the experts is the ability to use what's called immunocontraception in the wild herd. If, in fact, in a particular game park they think there are too many elephants, the population can be stabilized. It's been known since the 90s that there's contraceptive methods that are available that work well. Again, it's something that Mr. Riley, managing the game park, has not apparently employed. That's one of the things that has been suggested by some of the experts. But most of the comments have been directed at the fact that the captive environment is not a healthy environment. The stress of the importation alone dumping them in a place where they have to undergo a lot of training, what these zoos like to call training or discipline, to get them manageable. Elephants are not violent by nature, but they are huge and powerful, and even accidentally, they can cause very serious harm.
Sure.
They have to be taught how to behave in a close, protected contact environment.
Mm-hmm.
That means, you know, get out the Ankus, get out the bullhook,
yeah.
Get out the chain, as the San Diego Wild Animal Park is unfortunately known for, a very, very infamous incident about 15 years ago where an elephant who was being moved as part of their breeding program.
Mm-hmm.
She was being moved from the zoo to the Wild Animal Park, and she was cranky. She was frightened. She didn't behave well.
Yeah.
She was chained down by all four legs and beaten for two days
yeah.
by a team of men. And they admitted it. They weren't ashamed of it. They considered it normal elephant management technique.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that nothing that drastic would happen again, and it probably wouldn't. But it shows that this is the kind of method that is required to get an animal that is used to being wild into a submissive and easily dominated state.
Yeah.
Nothing good is going to happen to those elephants.
For sure.
In the initial period of adjusting to being here. Now, the Wild Animal Park has put out a statement saying that their training methods will all be positive reinforcement, but I think their history belies that.
The animals you're referring to, the elephants, being trained for the thickness of the zoos in Chicago and Tyler, Texas.
Those are the elephants that were at the Wild Animal Park presently.
Okay.
Just recently.
Okay.
All of the people who are around
Well, as for this, for the overall situation, where does it stand now? I mean, there's the hearing on the 6th. I mean, what's the next step? I guess, those who truly do care about elephants in this situation, like, what can they do to help? What would you recommend if you wanted to sort of make it
well? Well, most important thing is to verify
anything else, any other, phone numbers, websites, anything else that you want to mention before we...
Well, if people want to be updated or on a pretty regular basis of what's happening, then check out livelyhoodelephants.com. And if they'd like to reach us locally in San Diego, our location is San Diego Interactive in San Diego. For our phone line,
7 0 9 4 3 0 3 3 0. Great, Jane. That takes care of all my plugging. You've done a splendid job, as you did for the whole time. We really, really appreciate you making the time and kind of helping us understand this whole situation better. So,
well, thank you very much for allowing me to tell the story.
Absolutely. All right, it's Jane Cardinal from San Diego Animal Advocates. Thanks again for joining us on Talking Animals. That said, I want to jump right into Nate Matt Hamilton. son.